Spanish and local news is brought to you by ECFX Currency Specialists, experts in foreign exchange since 2004.
The latest copy of the Courier newspaper is out today, leading with a feature of a gang of Romanian criminals who were arrested by the Guardia Civil on suspicion of being part of a gang who would target tourists who just landed at both Alicante, Elche and San Javier airports. Plus, the latest news from around the area, features such as health and motoring, and all of the latest from the world of sport. You can pick up your copy today or visit the website at thecourier.es, where you can also sign up to receive the latest copy direct to your inbox every week. In other news today, data released on Thursday by the European Union shows that young people in Spain are leaders in Europe when it comes to cocaine use. The latest report shows that 3.3% of Spaniards between the age of 15 and 34 have used cocaine in the last 12 months, well above the EU average of 1.9%. Spain, however, only came in third place for cannabis, with 17% usage compared to the 11.7% average, far lower than France with 22.1% and the Czech Republic with 21.6%. The good news is that Spain also leads the way in the league of drug seizures by law enforcement officers for both cocaine and cannabis. The provincial police of Navarre have arrested a Basque police officer as a suspect in the shooting of a truck driver in the Navarre town of Lecea. The incident occurred on Thursday afternoon when the Basque officer was driving his own vehicle to work at the police station in Oraya. The off-duty officer was allegedly involved in a discussion with the truck driver, and witnesses report that the officer got out of his car and shot the truck driver several times in the head with his service weapon. An investigation is being carried out in conjunction with both the judicial and scientific police to ascertain the facts relating to the incident. Armed Forces Day will be celebrated across Spain on Saturday with a range of displays organised in various locations. There have been activities all week, but this weekend there will be a number of naval ships open to the public for viewing in Cartagena, along with static displays in the La Mirada area of Orihuela. A special display by the local police has been arranged, with displays including an army ambulance and field hospital, and a parachute display, as well as a local restaurant having its car park converted into a helipad for the day. There's also a major armed forces display in the capital of Madrid. For more information on local events, check with your local tourist information office or town hall. And finally, internet streaming film and TV service Netflix will launch in Spain in October, although it will have a reduced catalogue compared to other countries. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said, "I think Spain is going to be one of our most successful countries. There's been very high penetration of broadband internet and people are used to e-commerce and have shown that they're interested in our product." The service is expected to offer films and TV shows similar to those available in the France and German platforms and at a similar cost, with access to original shows like Daredevil available to subscribers.
ECFX guarantee the most competitive rates in the business for all your currency exchange requirements. Our main Spanish office is located in Benihoffa, opposite the Citroën garage. Call 965-063-293 or email kevin.ecfxspain@gmail.com.